Hey y'all, what's up? It's Erica, and welcome to my podcast, Faith Forward with Erica J. Fields. Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome back to the Faith Forward podcast. Listen, today we're diving into this year's theme for the podcast, and it's an important one. It's one I believe will encourage you and lift you and propel you into your journey with God this season. And listen, there's a scripture in Joel chapter 2, 25 to 26. Here's what it says. God says in this text, "So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust hath eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army which I sent among you, you shall eat plenty and be satisfied." Oh, I gotta say that again. The scripture tells us you shall eat plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord, your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people, God says, my people shall never be put to shame. Family, here's what I need you to catch from this text for your year, for this season, is that it is winning season. Let me say that again. It is winning season. And in our lives, we have faced so many modern day locusts in the form of challenges and struggles that threaten to consume us. But listen, God is doing a new thing in our lives. And this text is speaking to us, and it's outlining a promise from God. And God says in this text, "I will restore the years that you thought that relationship took from you, the years that you thought financial debt consumed you, the years that you thought health issues delayed you, the years God is restoring, the years that you thought you would never get back, that you thought things would never change, that you thought your life would always be the same way, the years of going through cycle after cycle, God is restoring the years that the enemy stole, God is restoring the years." And listen, y'all, throughout scripture, we witness divine restoration in the lives of so many who faced impossible odds. And can I tell you, it's not just historical. It's not just that God is the God of ancient times, just the God of Bible times. No, he's our God. He's the God that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this text reveals the character of God concerning our situations. It reveals God's heart toward us when God says, "I will restore the years." It is a commitment. It is a promise that what the devil thought he stole, oh, God's gonna turn it around. God's gonna give it back to us, and we're gonna see God give us full restoration, that what we thought was gone, God can bring it back in our lives. He's a God that keeps his promise, y'all. He's a God that keeps his promise. And the same God that kept his promise in Bible times, the same God who kept his promise yesterday, is the same God who is committed to keeping his promise in our lives on today. Y'all, life can knock the wind out of us. Life can throw crazy things at us. Life can seem bleak. Life can seem like it's never gonna change. But God has something to say about that in this season. And it comes right here from this text when God says, "I'm restoring the years. I am restoring the years." In Joel chapter 2, 25, God says, "I will give you back what the locust stole." And how amazing is that? It is a promise of comeback. It's a promise that everything that you thought was a setback, God can use it as a set up to bring you fully into your season of winning. The Bible says in this text, in other words, that God is giving back what is rightfully ours. He's giving back what he promised that he was going to give us in the first place. What the enemy took, what the enemy thought he got from us. God is restoring the years. And whenever your life feels messed up, I need you to remember this promise in the book of Joel, chapter 2 and 25, that God is restoring the years. Huh? God is going to turn it around. God is doing something different. And this just isn't old news, y'all. It's today's news. It's a word for today. It's not just a word from yesterday. It's a word for today that God can restore the years. God can turn things around. And so, y'all, it's time to shift our mindsets. And that's why we're calling it winning season. That's why the theme on the podcast this year is winning season, because God is doing something new. He's shifting some things. He's turning some things around. And instead of seeing problems and challenges as things that might overcome and consume us, see them as opportunities for God to do something amazing, for God to do something supernatural in our lives and show us that he is the God of the comeback. He is the God that can set us up for a winning season, and he is the God that will call us to walk and live and breathe in our winning season. Y'all, it's an opportunity for us not to quit. It's an opportunity for us to not give up on our futures, on everything that God has for us. And in order to begin to walk into our winning season, we've got to do something ourselves. We've got to get serious about this relationship with God. We've got to get in conversation with God. We've got to make time with him a priority, because he needs to show us and reveal to us what he's doing in this season in our lives and how we can navigate this season in our lives so we can walk in our winning season. Then we got to take some steps. We've got to be willing to do the things that it takes. We got to be willing to take action and move on the things that God is calling us to do. So let me ask you this. Are you willing to step out in faith? Are you willing to trust God that in this season, he's restoring the years that you thought you lost? Listen, nothing is wasted. God is using everything to bring you to a flourishing finish. So what are you ready to do to get started in your winning season? Joel 2:25 is the promise of a winning season in our lives. And there's so much more to unpack here. I cannot wait until the next episode. But for now, I want you to remember this. No matter what happened in your past, no matter what's going on right now, remember that you have a God with you. And we have a God that is keeping his promise. That whatever happened in the past, whatever the enemy stole, whatever he tried to use to distract you and to delay you and to consume you, that God is the God that keeps his promise, and God is a God that will restore the years that the enemy thought he stole. It's winning season, y'all. So it's time to start acting like a winner. Y'all, it's time to start moving like a winner and living like a winner. Because it's winning season. So y'all, let's share some stories about what God is doing in our lives in this season. How God is moving in your lives this season. Let's be a bridge of encouragement to one. Let's be a community of encouragement for one another. So share your stories in the comment section. Share what God is doing. And until next time, remember this. Trust God and keep moving forward, because this is your winning season. Faith 4. forward. Let's go.